Stein for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It's Monday, Memorial Day, May 31st, 2021. So good to have you with us. I'm amazed. We got some people dialing and listening to us. Thank you very much. It's a holiday, so oftentimes we think this will be one of those podcasts that we record and never want to listen to it after the fact. Thank you so much for being here. Also, I can tell that we've got some other people texting in. I'm here, Lickin. I'm listening online. All right. Thanks. We got listeners. Always nice to you, listeners. I really appreciate you because you let us know that you're there. And when we're doing this podcast, we're going out there and we're sharing all that's going on in the industry. We don't know if anyone's out there other than we get the feedback and the emails. So a number of you are out there live and we're so grateful. So I'm thinking of all of you. Thank you so much. Let's get on to it. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. We're committed to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime, anywhere. And I'm so excited. But we have in our hot topic segment someone that I've met in person, brings a lot of information about the area of subservicing. And his name is Jason Kowazny. And Jason is Executive Vice President of the Money Source. And we're going to be talking about the challenge of rising rate environment and subservicing. I want to say a special thank you to the Industry Syndicate. Our partnership with them is always appreciated. They help get the word out about our podcast. Some of you have come to us by way of Industry Syndicate. That's great. But if you have not, be sure to check out Industry Syndicate so you can hear about all the other podcasts. Great content. And they make sure that it's industry standard. We're pleased to be a part of it. I want to say a special thank you to the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. They do a great job of helping us as an industry. We got the annual convention. I already got appointments being set for a conference that's taking place in October. Can you believe it? That means a lot of us are really excited to be getting back to doing conferences. Also, I say a special thank you to Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution. Does a great job of helping the whole ecosystem all the way through from point of sale all the way through to closing of a loan. They've got a great solution. There's a new release out of this product. So if you looked at it and you say, I've seen it, you may want to take another look at what they have done on the newest, latest release of this Mortgage Fusion Bot System. Check it out. Also, special thank you to Lenders One. That's the conference that's coming up on August 8th through the 11th. It'll be in Orlando, Florida. This is going to be probably one of the best conferences because of the fact that it's in Florida. It's not a bad place to go. Also, I think Mortgage Collaborative also has one coming up. They're a sponsor of us. I want to thank you to both of these co-ops, which help you connect with more of your peers in a more intimate setting where you're getting to know each other, comparing operational details. And then, of course, for us vendors, we get a chance to work with you up close and personal. So we're really grateful for both of these co-ops, Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, also known as TMC. All right, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, works with a lot of independent mortgage bankers, helping their word be heard. They coordinate with the MBA, but they actually bring another dimension to the representation in Washington, D.C. They're based in Washington, D.C., so be sure to check out Community Mortgage Lenders of America. Michael Jones of Thrive Mortgage is the current president. We had him on as a guest back in September. Appreciate you, Michael, and the whole team there at Community Mortgage Lenders. Also, Indicom had Linda Beaumont along with Rachel Harris. We had them on in May of this year. We're talking about all that you can do in the way of automating and outsourcing, compliance solutions, and working with automation and technology through every stage of the mortgage lending process. So check out Indicom.com. Indecom.com. So appreciate them. Also, just spoke with Josh Harris of Incelerate. It's late last week. He is continuing to get good downloads on his content, so much so that I said, we've got to bring you back, Josh, do an update to that podcast. And there's more and more focus on consumer direct. So what Incelerate does, Incelerate, Incelerate helps lenders close more loans by engaging the borrower more effectively and better, as well as going out and reaching prospects and past customers. Check out Incelerate.com. Look forward to having Josh on coming up here in a few weeks. Also, Knowledge Coop does a great job. I'm thinking Ken Perry and the team there. They always make me smile because they are doing some of the most entertaining. It's edutainment. If you got to do continuing education, and most of you all do, if you have an NMLS license, you do. So they do continuing education through the Knowledge Coop, but also they do it in such a way that is so creative. And also then they have an LMS, learning management system that your company could and should use to help educate your customers and your employees. That's a great tool for communicating. We're really stepping up our involvement with the Knowledge Coop. Also, there's two technologies we highly recommend you use. We think both of these technologies work. They actually are complements to each other. It's Mobility, Mortgage Market Intelligence, as well as Modex. Both of these technologies access the database of loan originators and then provide that data to you, not only how much volume originators doing, but with whom, what are the product types, just deep insights into every originator that you're thinking about recruiting. Check it out. I want to say a special thank you to Rob, Les, Alice, Alan, and Matt, all except for Alan, are on vacation today enjoying Memorial Day. We do have a word from Les Parker, and let's hear what Les is doing as far as a music parody on this week's TM Spotlight and a macro view of the markets. Les?
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by Power Seller, making hedging easy.
Bonds hurt themselves today to see if they still feel. To focus on no gain, the minus yield that's real.
Negative rates imply a sick economy that worsens with the Fed's addictive money. These views are my own. Bonds will make you hurt. If bonds could start again.
A million miles away.
Bonds would keep their trend.
I would find a way.
Okay, that's a little bit of a different one. Les Parker and Gary Canterbone team up to do that. So communicating through music parody, what's going on in the financial markets. What I started with Les's newsletter before, who I knew Les Parker was, someone had referenced it to me, and this was 35 years ago. And so I started reading it, and I was an originator at the time and a branch manager, soon to become my own company owner. And I was going, what the heck? What is this guy talking about? Convexity and all these secondary market terms, financial terms, which I got into this business for reasons. It wasn't because of my understanding of the financial market. I was an active trader, but I didn't understand some of the stuff. And Les's newsletter started giving me education, giving me insights, what's going on. That's why I believe each one of you, I don't care where you're at in the industry, need to sign up for Les Parker's TM Spotlight newsletter. It does provide a macro view of the markets. We see that each week. But here's the best part. You can get the paid subscription for free as a result of Power Seller. And so all you do when you sign up for the newsletter, go to tmspotlight.com. Sign up for the newsletter and put in the word power, and you get the paid version for free, and then start reading it. I know you may like be like me, take you a couple of years to kind of figure out what's going on and then look at what's going on and what's happening in the markets. But I tell you, it's one of the most insightful out there. I'm so glad to have Les be a part of the podcast. And I love how he's teamed up with Gary Canterbone to do an awesome job of bringing us the market update. Alan Pollack here with us.
David, some interesting stuff. One is we got to ask Les why he chose that music choice for a Memorial Day weekend and not something more America fitting. But Les is Les. I love one of my favorite people. And by the way, when I worked with Les, just to piggyback off of what you said about Les, when Les and I worked at the same company together, he was the person that everybody went to talk to, either one, about the industry, or two, just about everyday life, or three, about how to get your head in the right space about work. He's just that kind of guy. Everybody just gravitates to Les and what he has to say. Just a really good guy overall. So we have one listener that reached out to me last week on something, and we did not connect. Busy towards the end of the week. So if you're listening, I will connect with you this week. So I just wanted to say that. And then second, David, for today, I'm going to give you two choices on where we start. We either go ahead with airbags, okay, but there's always a twist.
I know.
Or we go ahead with warning lights. Airbags or warning lights? Go ahead. Pick your poison.
Go with the warning lights.
All right. So get this. In Germany, a company for smartphone addiction, because people are looking at their phone and walking, they're fitting experimental warning lights on the floor across the pedestrian crossings. And they're meant to catch the attention of smartphone users. They have no connection with the smartphone. I'm sure they track something, but for nothing more than protecting them from walking across the street without looking.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know you're curious about the airbags, right? So let's talk about it. There's another tech company creating what's called HipSafe, fall protection airbags for seniors. It looks like a fanny pack, and it's got these little pouches on the left and right. And if you're going to fall, they pop out, and they look like full pillows that pop out on both of your sides, and I guess they protect you.
Yeah, well, friends, we live in Texas. We have a lot of people who are riding horses, and they have hats that have a ring around the where like the brim is or around where close to your head. And if you get bucked off, same thing. So there's airbags all around us, and it's saved a number of people from head injuries and pretty traumatic stuff as a result of horseback riding. So yeah, there's all the cool technology out there. But back to mortgage technology, Alan. What are you seeing?
All right, let's go. Let's go innovative mortgage technology. On my drive today, David, I listened to a couple episodes of Breaking Banks. They are, by the way, the number one global, they say, in the planet, fintech podcast. They have something like 7 million listeners. They've had some amazing series this year. One of them, by the way, I was listening to, they were talking about augmented reality and how it's truly becoming something. Well, at the same place I found those other two articles I just mentioned, get this, and this fits into real estate and mortgage. Augmented reality glasses help the blind see. And I don't know if you just, David, but Google is opening up their AR glasses with APIs so everybody can get to them, and others are doing the same. So we're going to start getting back into the age of where AR and VR is going to become a thing. I also heard a stat today, kind of fun fact, that by 2030, some people are estimating that FaceTime will no longer be FaceTime. They'll be holograms. Get that? Yeah. If that became true, that'd be kind of strange. So check this out. Augmented reality glasses that help the blind see. And it's researchers at an Oxford University. And basically what it does is it allows wearers to get a better view of the world and help them live to their fullest by giving them information about their surroundings to help them get along their everyday life. So there's a big patch of grass in front of you. You're coming up to a crossing street. There's no cars in front of you. You're in a park. Imagine being able to be told what you're looking at without seeing it. So that's a really interesting use of those. And I've probably talked about on the podcast before, the ability to have augmented glasses walking into a real estate listing and being able to look at all the different things and understand maybe per square footage what these things cost, or to track that room, take pictures of it and track your comments and be able to put the pieces back together. There's so many uses for it in what we do. All right, let's get to the real news, right? Coming up, David, is my first face-to-face conference. I know you've already been to one. I'm actually going to be speaking on a panel. It's the 17th annual Eastern Secondary Conference in Florida, right down the street from me in Orlando. It's a great panel. It's called Disrupt or Be Disrupted. It's Brent Chandler, as we know, the CEO of FormFree. Camila Martin, who's head of industry and regulatory affairs at SnapDocs. And it's being moderated by James Dytek from Terra Verde, who I think we've had in the program in the past as well. Yep, so it's going to be a fantastic panel. If you're not going to be there, you want to sign up and you want to be there, especially if you live in Florida. So, yeah, what I really want to talk about today, I didn't even look at the news, to be honest with you, David. These podcasts from Breaking Banks that I listened to were just so good, and they connected to our industry so much. A lot of fintech right now is about payments, and it's about how the bank of yesterday is no longer the bank of tomorrow. Anyways, one of the podcasts I listened to was Plaid. And here's what was really cool. Plaid talked about their Plaid Exchange, their digital strategy. They didn't talk about why the acquisition with Visa never went through. That was off the table. But what I thought was really interesting is, and this applies every day to our industry, you can build or develop relationships, technology relationships, David, and you can focus on the experience and not building the tech. I want to give an example, and then I want to ask you about the folks that you talk to every day, because you consult with a lot of lenders and technology companies. So I'm going to say that one more time. Build or develop relationships. These are technology relationships. Focus on the experience of those relationships instead of building the tech itself. For example, cars and GPS. We know cars have GPS built in. They've got maps. They've got part of the ecosystem of that car, but it's slow. It's not integrated. You can't get software updates. It's not connected to a social network. It's not part of your social environment. It's not portable, right? All those things. Waze, for example, and the fact that Apple Play has become the integrator. Now the car manufacturers all have their own technology. They focus on what matters most that's part of the car, which is climate control, the settings about driving, right? All of the new security features of the blind spot monitoring, all those things. But Apple, they use the integrator of Apple or Android, and Waze They're social. It goes with you. It recommends things. It changes every day. It uses machine learning. It's a social connection. You can share where you're riding to. You can say when a deer is on the side of the road or you see a police officer down there. It's the experience around it. So if you apply that to what we're doing, I really wanted to get your feedback, David, on what you see out there every day. Maybe you'd help some of our listeners.
Well, it's really interesting. I was at a meeting this last Tuesday. It's a C12 group that's a board of CEOs, and we get together once a month. And this attorney says, have you ever heard of Netherium? Netherium. Netherium. And he says, you can trade through crypto. They're creating these artifacts that are an augmented reality. And there's an article on CNN's business section that goes into some depth and how Christie's just did the first auction of art through this Netherium process. And it's fascinating because the attorney brought up his phone and he put a digital character in the middle of our conference table. So what we can do at the whole concept of augmented reality and creating art. There are guys that made millions and millions of dollars selling digital art online through Christie's, and they just sold out. So he's a part of it. He's one of the attorneys involved in this thing. He says, Lickin, you got to check this out. Guys, you got to look at this thing. It is real. This whole augmented reality, how we're dealing with our world, is here.
And for our listeners, don't think that augmented reality is only about having a digital character that can mimic your emotions and be in a room and you can look around left and right and see people. It's also about seeing things as you do today. And it's almost like watching a sports game and seeing statistics come on the screen as an overlay. It's also that. So it's not all about virtual rooms and things like that.
So one of the guys, we were sitting and talking about the concepts, and another one of your friends who's a very forward thinker talks about sharing this concept with him. And think about how this is going to redo loan originations or even loan servicing. We got Jason coming on a little bit later on talking about loan servicing. So what is that going to do to the world when we start interacting? When you're looking at your credit score, it pops up in front of you. You look at the items that are in there. It's how data is being presented and analyzed. How about driving down the road? Where does the line come where you just shut it off? I just want to take a drive. I don't want all this data coming at me.
David, I love the context. Imagine pulling up to a gas station. You're on a long trip and you don't want to go inside, and you put on your glasses and you can connect to their local AR and you can browse around their store and look at the shelves as if you were in person. Pick what you want and someone comes out and brings it to you at your car. What if you had 30 cars lined up on a block and you could see all the open houses by virtually walking through them and understanding with overlays on the screen that this kitchen was reinstalled with granite. It's this granite from Spain imported on a truck off a boat. These are things that, you know, it may be a little to the extreme, but this is what's possible. And so when we think about how this changes our world, and you look at the mortgage side, attach mortgage pricing to that, affordability, financial education, the literacy. The other thing Breaking Banks talked about today was the fact that the millennials and Gen Z, they are missing financial literacy. And so we're able to take tools and we're able to use those tools to give them the financial literacy they're missing. Actually, the best quote I heard today, David, and I should have started with this, every company is a tech company. So it doesn't matter if you're a lender, a CRM, if you are like the mortgage collaborative, it doesn't matter who you are, every company today is a tech company. And if you just think about that for a minute, then you think about that, what I said earlier, the strategic partnerships, and do you build or do you partner and you focus on experience? Those millennials and Gen Zers, they're mobile first. They don't know anything but mobile. And so we've got to start thinking that way as well. Doesn't mean we go spend all of our money and blow it all in one place, but it means that there's going to be a transition, and mortgage and real estate in general are definitely going to be affected, as well as compliance, by the way. Don't forget about that, right? Compliance and reg tech.
Well, what was interesting, joined in with that call, is us. It says, imagine this. He says, have you seen the Weather Channel when they're talking about hurricanes? You live in Florida and you look at the number of hurricanes and they go, when winds reach this level, and it literally shows the studio, like the studio is filling up with water. Well, that's augmented reality. And he's standing around a house, or the house is there, and the roof goes at this many miles an hour. The windows go out at this many miles an hour. It's down to the foundation when it's this many miles an hour. And they literally overplay that. How about when you're going to check an appraisal on a home, what this home looked like before the various stages? I mean, you were talking about granite. That's a selling feature. If you got granite, you spend extra time digging out some granite from a special place, or even if it's from a normal place. And the fact that you put this on there and able to provide all this information, It's just getting you stickiness of your property as you're showing it. I tell you, stay attentive to this, folks. This is something that is very exciting. And then I just found the article at CNN who says Ethereum is leaving Bitcoin in the crypto dust. So check it out. Hard to believe. All that stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
David, I'll give some homework to our audience. You can download, there's a bunch of apps on the Apple Store. I'm sure they're on Android as well. You can take anything in your house, like a piece of paper or a picture with this app, and you can walk around your room. You plant the picture where you want it on the wall, and everywhere you turn and walk in your room, it's the angle of where you were standing. And now you're looking at that room with that picture on it to see if that's where you want to hang it. And you can add as many as you want. And it's got a full library of things you can add to your room, lamps, tables, desks. And it's just as quickly as dragging it with your finger and dropping it. That's augmented reality. That's how close we are.
Pretty exciting. We're doing a kitchen remodel. And
absolutely.
Our architect had that ability for us to walk around in our newly remodeled kitchen. And I was not for some poor things until he showed it to me that way. And I'm a pretty good visualizer, but it just brought it to reality. Man, we could go on and on about this. Alan, thank
David,
you so much.
Oh, absolutely. So happy to be here.
I appreciate you being here with us each and every week and bringing us meaningful information. Thanks. Exciting stuff. All right, man. Talk to you soon. Folks, that wraps up this week's update for the weekly mortgage market update. Also, next week, we've got Emily Farley coming on. She's Chief Lending Officer at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Very excited. I've been getting to know Emily, and I love what she is going to be talking about. So stay tuned. Come back and be here with us next week. Look forward to it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Mobility MMI, as well as Modex, MBA, as well as KnowledgeCoop, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, thanks so much. Have a great Memorial Day and look forward to having you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.